This is a really interesting story, and I have no idea. A lot of people, especially here in the Bay Area, have friends, lesbian couples, say, who want to have a baby, and they have a friend who they know, and they know the person is intelligent, has other attributes that they like, and they want to use that friend for a sperm donation. And all of us just thought that, well, that's between you and the friend, and that's all there is to it. And if everybody agrees, that's it. And who cares after that? Certainly not something that the federal government would get involved in. Actually, it is. Amber Abbasi is with us. Amber is attorney with Cause of Action, who is representing a woman being known as only as Jane Doe in this case, in a lawsuit filed before the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California against the Food and Drug Administration. Amber, welcome to the show. How are you?
It's fine. Thanks for having me.
Good. What the heck does the Federal Food and Drug Administration have to do with a couple that wants to use a voluntary sperm donor?
Well, this all starts with the FDA, of course, regulates in the interest of public health. And
right.
The FDA created a series of regulations that apply to fertility clinics, medical practices, sperm banks, any place that transplants or distributes human tissue. Now, that includes sperm donation. And recently, the FDA became aware of this phenomenon, called to their attention, and they have decided that these regulations, which heretofore have only applied to, you know, sperm banks and you know, doctors and their medical practices,
right,
apply to individuals.
Now, I can understand why the FDA wants regulations about people being tested for infectious diseases and stuff for a sperm bank, because somebody is getting sperm from somebody, whether it's for, you know, infertility or whatever, that from somebody they don't know. So, of course, they want some assurances, just as they want to know that a medicine has been made correctly and they're getting what they thought they were getting, and no horrible surprises and things. But in things done with friends, none of us thought that the FDA had anything to do with that.
That's it exactly. You know, where there's a doctor involved in a medical procedure or a regulated institution like a sperm bank,
yeah,
we see that there you know, there's definitely a need to keep the public health safe and
right.
The FDA, you know, to have a watchdog role. But where this the facts of this case involved, you know, something that doesn't have any kind of medical intermediary, no third party. This is genuinely like the situation you spoke of, where this is actually a lesbian couple and an individual that they have picked out for themselves. And all of this would happen in the privacy of their own home. And so there's no real way that the government ought to be able to regulate this, but they're trying to.
Well, how would the FDA even know about this? Or is this just this person, Jane Doe, in this case, just decided to take them on?
Right. Well, this is actually, you know, as you pointed out, this has been going on for a while. What got it to public attention was when people started being very public about what they were doing.
Right.
There was a particular donor also in the Bay Area that, you know, had a website that had a lot of information about him and donations that he had made. And the FDA, I think, had that flagged on their, you know, and they sent him an order to cease manufacture. They sent FDA investigators to his bedroom to inspect his apartment, because as far as the FDA is concerned, if you're a donor, even a private donor, you are an establishment that distributes human tissues.
That was Trent Arsenault. I actually interviewed him. He's from Fremont, and he's the guy who was offering his semen to women on the internet for free for years, which we thought
exactly
was a little weird because he's got all these kids out there, but still, and he was ordered to face up to a year in prison over that.
That's correct. So, you know, this arrangement that many people have come to on an informal basis and assumed that there was no federal regulation to stop them, the federal government, the FDA, is now saying that they can stop them, that they should be able to regulate people's procreative choices. Just because they are, by virtue of the fact that, you know, in this instance, lesbian couples have to use artificial insemination as opposed to the old-fashioned way, which is not regulated, obviously. And, you know, even though there's a lot of potential risks involved with that.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, so what we're saying here is that if you're selling draft, you can do what you want, but if it's bottled, then all of a sudden the FDA comes in, which seems extremely weird. Now, a lot of people would say, well, okay, so you get tested. It's probably a good idea anyhow. What's the big deal? But the thing is, the FDA wants it within a week of every time you try this, every time the woman takes a sperm donation. And since pregnancies don't always happen the first time, then just annoyingly, when you don't want it to happen, it happens. But if it doesn't happen, you do multiple times, this could run into like $800 a week.
Yeah, this adds up very quickly. And it also is the case that if you... That's if you were going through a known donor. If you were trying to just conventionally use a sperm bank with maybe an anonymous donor, obviously that has downsides as well, in addition to the cost. You don't get to have an individual that you know to the biological father of your child. You may not have health information. There's not necessarily the option to have a relationship with that person when your child grows up. There's a lot of upsides. There's a lot of very good reasons why people choose these, you know, friends or other individuals.
Right. They know who they are. They know they're healthy.
And you're making a leap of faith to have a child, and, you know, you're trusting in that individual to enter into that with you. And that's normally a choice the government respects. It's not respecting it here. And we see this is an instance of serious overreaching by the FDA.
It's just a... I mean, people are probably listening to this, kind of scratching their heads about this, saying, "Okay, let me get this straight. So, if somebody, even though they're not heterosexual, were to, or in another situation, let's forget even about the lesbian couple, we were talking about infertility, and, you know, with a couple, and somebody wants to use a sperm donation, the FDA is saying, look, if you have intercourse." Closing your eyes, gritting your teeth, and going, oh, God, I hate this, but it's the only way it's legal, that'll be fine. But if you do something that would be much nicer if you're not madly in love with that person or sexually oriented toward having that person with you.
And safer, too.
Yeah, the FDA would go, oh, no, that's wrong. It's just like,
exactly.
Wait, what?
It's a classic instance of the agency just, you know, deciding to extend its regulations in a really arbitrary way. And, you know, my organization, Cause of Action, we're a government accountability group. We saw this as just an amazing example of the government intervening in people's private lives where they have no right to do so.
Well, you know what this is like a throwback to? This is like a throwback to the days when you could not have no-fault divorce. And, the joke was that... God said thou shalt not commit adultery, but the state said you must, otherwise you'll get a divorce. It's that same kind of weird interference in people's lives.
It's a perverse incentive, no pun intended, to encourage people to engage in riskier conduct in order to conceive a child, to avoid a very burdensome government regulations. You pointed out that it can cost quite a lot of money. I mean, the testing regime is extremely extensive because it's the same testing regime that they apply to people who get kidney transplants or any other kind of cell or tissue transplant. So, it's not the normal stuff you go down, you know, to the doctor's office and get. And as you pointed out, you have to do it every time.
Unless you're having a relationship with the doctor, of course. We're going to look at the end of this. In fact, we're going to talk to an assemblywoman who's got a bill that would fix this a little later. But it's just the damnedest thing. And then people wonder why even those of us who are of a liberal persuasion say, you know what, there's a little too much government. They say, well, why do you think that? Well, Lord. Amber Abbasi, I thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Amber Abbasi is an attorney with Cause of Action, who's representing Jane Doe in this case where the FDA says if you have intercourse with somebody, you can do whatever you want. But if you're going to get a sperm donation from somebody you know, well, that's going to cost you. What? Huh? What? I mean, it's the Food and Drug Administration, for God's sakes. It's like they've cured all the diseases. They've cured cancer. They got time for this? Really? There's like somebody sitting around a desk saying, you know what, Bob? Not so much in the cancer thing anymore. Can you look into this? I don't know. I mean, government's laying off people, and they're saying, oh, my God, we don't have enough people to do all the necessary things. They got really got somebody to check out on this? Okie dokie.